In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The two fires that ignited in Boulder County over the weekend continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in place for large swaths of the foothills west of Longmont. Marion Hale evacuated with her family and pets on Saturday. Hale says she and her husband took things that can't be replaced, but the forest behind her house also holds a lot of memories.
One of the hardest things with forest fires is, you know, you don't just lose a structure. You don't just lose your house. You lose the environment and the habitat, and it takes decades for trees to grow back.
The Kelwood fire has burned more than 9,300 acres. The Leptang Canyon fire has burned 470. And the Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins has been burning for more than 2 months and is now more than 205,000 acres. And the state health department warns that air quality around the Denver metro area and Fort Collins and Greeley could be unhealthy today because of those wildfires. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Moderate to heavy smoke is expected in Larimer and Boulder counties nearest to the three fires. People in these areas with lung or heart disease, older adults, and children should avoid prolonged periods outdoors. Lesser but moderate smoke is expected along the Front Range urban corridor, but may increase later in the day in some areas. Health officials are asking people to limit driving to avoid making the air quality worse. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
And one more wildfire update. Yesterday, 23 hikers and 3 dogs were evacuated by helicopter after the ice fire started in San Juan County. The blaze has burned 320 acres west of Silverton. And still ahead, climate change has worried U.S. voters for decades. But lately, it's become the issue for a growing part of the electorate.
If you come to be passionate about climate change, you're making this very big commitment to gather information about the issue, to read every newspaper story you can come across. It's a sort of a constant hobby of yours.
How climate voters may become the left's answer to abortion voters. CPR's Sam Brash has that story in just about 10 minutes. Overnight lows for Metro Denver in the lower 40s, upper 20s for Craig. It's 64 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.